This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm David from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Friday, the 7th of August, and the time is 8 a.m. in New York. Equities are mixed today, with the US and Japan softer while Europe is firmer. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 lost 0.2% and the Nasdaq declined 0.4%. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 and Switzerland's SMI rose 20 and 30 basis points respectively. And in Asia, the Nikkei 225 edged down 10 bips. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.152 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss francs. The 10-year US Treasury yield is 4.67%, down 1 basis point. Brent crude is up 1% at $83 a barrel, while gold has also gained 1% to $4,284 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments.
Great, thanks, David. Perhaps you can walk us through what's driving the renewed focus on upcoming US economic data.
Sure, that's a good place to start. Well, concerns over progress toward reopening the Strait of Hormuz have pushed oil prices higher again, rekindling worries that higher inflation could lead to tighter central bank policy. Brent crude rose 3.8% on Thursday to above $83 a barrel and remained around those levels on Friday. Inflation concerns also helped push the 10-year US Treasury yield to around 4.67%, up roughly 5 basis points from the middle of the week. Attention now turns to the US employment report for July on Friday and consumer price inflation next week.
Okay, and how are policymakers and markets responding to those inflation concerns?
Well, recent comments from senior central bank officials suggest they remain willing to act if inflation stays above target. Markets are pricing around 34 basis points of tightening by year-end, equivalent to a full 25 basis point increase and some potential for a further move. The Financial Times reported that Fed Chair Kevin Warsh would be prepared to raise rates in September if inflation readings over the coming weeks are hot. The Fed's latest meeting also revealed a meaningful hawkish minority, with three officials dissenting from the 9-3 decision to leave rates unchanged.
Where does that leave your base case for Fed policy?
So, while the risk of tighter policy is clear, our base case remains that the Fed will hold rates steady this year. We believe that would create a positive backdrop for quality fixed income.
What does the labor market suggest about the need for further tightening?
The US labor market remains resilient, but it hasn't been pointing to the kind of overheating that could exacerbate inflation. We continue to expect moderate slowing in employment, while the labor market's resilience gives us no reason to think consumer spending will fall sharply. The consensus forecast is for 80,000 jobs to have been created in July, up from 57,000 in June, with unemployment steady at 4.2%. Average earnings growth is expected to remain unchanged at 3.5%, suggesting no imminent risk of a wage price spiral. Initial jobless claims also fell to 199,000 last week, their lowest level since January.
And what underlying inflation indicators will you be looking out for?
Yeah, great question. And in short, underlying inflation has been moving in the right direction. Oil remains volatile, with renewed increases in energy prices pushing yields higher. But we don't currently see higher oil prices as a source of sustained underlying inflationary pressure. Core inflation is expected to come in at 0.2% for July, up from 0% in June and still consistent with the Fed approaching its 2% inflation target. The annual core rate is expected to decline from 2.6% to 2.5%. The July figures will be important, but one monthly reading shouldn't determine the policy outlook on its own.
How should we interpret officials' stated willingness to raise rates?
Well, Fed officials are preserving the option to tighten rather than committing themselves to an increase. Warsh's openness to a September rate rise is conditional. Following the Fed's July meeting, he said the central bank would not hesitate to act when necessary and appropriate, according to CNBC, but he didn't commit to a particular course for rates. Lisa Cook was similarly conditional, saying she was prepared to act if she didn't see signs of continued disinflation soon. She also voted with the majority to hold rates steady, explaining that she wanted to assess how the various pressures on inflation evolve. These comments confirm that a rate increase is a genuine risk, but one that remains dependent on the data rather than a settled decision. If core inflation continues to moderate and the labor market remains solid without overheating, we believe the Fed will have scope to leave rates unchanged this year.
And finally, how should investors position against this backdrop?
We remain in favor of locking in attractive yields in quality short and medium maturity bonds. We believe markets are pricing too much tightening from central banks. High starting yields offer an attractive source of income and a material cushion against further rate increases before a potential loss is realized. Quality bonds can also help diversify portfolios and could perform well if slowing economic activity eventually leads markets to reduce their expectations for tighter policy. Inflation, fiscal concerns, and deteriorating credit quality remain important risks, reinforcing our preference for quality and for the short and medium maturity parts of the market.
Great. Thanks, David. Now let's turn to what else caught our attention today.
German industrial orders rose 3.1% in June from the previous month on a seasonally and calendar-adjusted basis, well above the 0.3% increase expected in a Reuters poll. Machinery and equipment orders increased 12.7%, while orders for computers, electronic and optical products rose 22.7%, with large-scale bookings reported in both sectors. Excluding those large orders, new orders fell 0.5%. May's increase was also revised down to 0.3% from 1.9% following an adjustment for price changes. We forecast German GDP growth of 0.9% in 2026 and 1.5% in 2027. The outlook for German corporate earnings continues to improve. Higher infrastructure and defense spending, targeted fiscal measures, and the gradual implementation of structural reforms should support economic activity. German companies have shown resilience, with recent results solid and guidance largely maintained or improved, while consensus forecasts point to high single-digit earnings growth this year. Valuations have moved above historical averages, reinforcing our emphasis on selectivity. We see opportunities among industrial companies positioned to benefit from increased investment spending and among consumer discretionary companies as end demand shows signs of stabilizing. More broadly in Europe, we favor structural themes including defense, artificial intelligence, and electrification. Geopolitical tensions, elevated energy costs, tariffs, currency volatility, and intensifying competition from China remain key risks. Looking ahead to the 10th of August, watch for China's consumer and producer price data for July, along with Japan's current account position for June. And that's it for today, and we look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.